the agenda for that meeting has not been put out in public. We cannot really tell what exactly the government will talk with the diplomats about. But what we could speculate is that this meeting is coming after a new event related to the extension of the transitional period, the 2018 peace agreement. So what we could deduce from this could be the government explaining the logic and how it will meet its obligations in implementing the peace agreements.
You and I spoke last week, and when we spoke, you were clear that the election schedule for the end of this year may not take place because of certain things that had not been done. Did you expect the announcement to extend the transitional period?
It was clear South Sudan was facing three conditions. Holding elections was one of them. Postponing elections in two separate ways were the other two options. The event that just happened was also something we predicted, in that it was one of the three scenarios that we envisioned in that piece that we published on Wednesday. So we were not surprised that this came the way it did. What is shocking is the it's just like announcing it without really much explanation as to how this would be different.
I've been following the reaction on social media since the announcement was made over the weekend. I would say that the reaction is mixed, of course. Some people welcome it, while some are expressing, I would call it worried. They are not quite sure how extending the transitional period will lead to implementation of the key provisions of the peace agreement.
It's doubtful that there will be much of a difference between the additional 2 years and the previous 2 years. The reason for this doubt is that the economic situation is deteriorating, meaning that the government will not be able to find enough resources to fund the activities that they were not able to do. These activities, they include merging of the armed forces that have not been united up to now. Also creating a legal framework, working on permanent constitutions and other election-related activities that the government was not able to do when it had ample time, it had enough resources at the time. Those are now not there.
You are in Kenya there, where the so-called Tumaini Peace Initiative is taking place. Do you think this extension could have an impact on the talks that are going on in Nairobi?
Yes, it will have an impact. It will be a negative impact.